A major Washington figure is losing his job. The chief executive officer at Fannie Mae, Franklin Raines, is stepping down, along with the company's chief financial officer, Timothy Howard. Fannie Mae says Raines is retiring, though it's clear his retirement comes earlier than he had planned. The company says Howard, on the other hand, is resigning. Both Raines and Howard had become embroiled in an accounting scandal at the mortgage giant. The company's board has been debating what to do about the company's leadership ever since the Securities and Exchange Commission said Fannie Mae must restate its earnings. NPR's Jack Speer joins us with more on this. Jack, first tell us about Franklin Raines.
Well, Frank Raines is the son of working-class parents in Seattle. He won a scholarship to Harvard, and it was there during the 1960s protests he was singled out by Daniel Patrick Moynihan. He worked with Moynihan at the Nixon White House. From there, he became a Rhodes Scholar. Frank Raines had a lot of success later on Wall Street, and you may remember he was also picked by President Clinton to head head OMB, and then he became the first African-American to head a Fortune 500 company. That would be Fannie Mae back in 1999. And as a business, for the most part, until very recently, Fannie Mae has really done quite well under Raines' leadership. That is, until these revelations regarding accounting practices rocked the company.
Do we know who will replace him?
Well, Franklin Raines is going to be replaced at least on an interim basis, Michelle, by Daniel H. Mudd. He's been with Fannie Mae for some time. He'll be stepping in to replace Frank Raines. Effective immediately, board member Stephen Ashley will become the non-executive chairman of the board, and executive vice president Robert Levin will serve as interim chief financial officer.
Now, the regulator that oversees Fannie Mae released a report that was very critical of the company's accounting. It said the company had overstated its earnings and managed its books to make earnings look less erratic. How did Raines figure into all of that?
Well, Raines had denied consistently, in fact, that Fannie Mae had done anything wrong. Even as recently as October, he testified before lawmakers up on Capitol Hill that he would stand behind Fannie Mae's accounting. And that was true also when it was just Fannie's chief regulator, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, that was accusing Fannie Mae of accounting mismanagement. But then last week, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the government's chief regulator and watchdog, ordered the company to restate its earnings. And that meant a loss of perhaps billions of dollars, maybe as much as $9 billion on Fannie's books. And at that point, things got a lot tougher for Frank Raines and for Fannie Mae's board, which had to decide here whether he should stay or go.
Fannie Mae's sister company, Freddie Mac, had a similar accounting problem. Its executives left with large pay packages. Do we expect that will be the case with Franklin Raines?
Well, in all honesty, Michelle, we just don't know the details of the severance package yet for either one of these two individuals. We do know, however, they're very well paid. Frank Raines made somewhere in the area, with salary, bonuses, stock options, everything thrown in, nearly $20 million last year. And Timothy Howard made about $7.5 million. So the fact that Raines is retiring and Timothy Howard, according to the company, is resigning may mean that they will hold on to some of their big severance packages, but we're just not sure yet.
Fannie Mae stands behind a significant percentage of the mortgage market. How might this impact the housing finance industry?
The short answer is it's not expected to have a major effect on the housing finance market. That's even though Fannie Mae is the second largest financial institution in the country behind Citibank. The mortgage market's very big, and it's expected to hold up well.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jack Speer.